For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The National Bosniak Convention is coming to Bowling Green later this month. Organizers of the event are expecting about 15,000 visitors to attend sporting, cultural, and entertainment events in connection with that convention. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Gina Jalil is the secretary for this year's National Bosniak Convention. She explains why Bowling Green was selected as the site for this year's activities.
Well, most people that live in Bowling Green at some point have encountered contact with the Bosnian American population. There is about 5,000 Bosnian Americans that have been here, some up to 20 years already. And that represents a good percentage of the Bowling Green population overall. There is over 300,000 Bosnian Americans living in the United States currently. So that is still, even though it's a small amount comparing to Chicago or St. Louis, it is still a significant percentage by the city's population.
And Jalil says the new Islamic Center and business success of Bosnians in the region also contributed to Bowling Green's selection.
There's a lot of very well-established Bosnian businesses here in Bowling Green, as well as the Bosnian Islamic Center that's opening. So that is a very big accomplishment for the Bosnian Americans.
Jerry Deday is a sociology professor at WKU who says the university is collaborating on some activities during the Bosniak Convention.
When Gina approached me about coordinating some events at WKU, we thought it would be a great way to get faculty, staff, and students involved. The unfortunate thing is that it's the events at WKU are the week leading up to the Memorial Day weekend, but we're trying to get the word out. I think we have some pretty interesting educational events planned. We have a gallery that will be showing Diana Muminovic, her work. She was a photojournalism graduate at WKU, and she took some pictures of Bosnia, Bosnian Americans in the United States, and some of the aftermath of the war and genocide that took place in Bosnia. So we're going to have a gallery show in Mass Media and Technology Hall from May 20th through June 1st. We're having a film series between Sunday, May 20th through Thursday, May 24th. We'll be showing a different film each night that profiles a different aspect of Bosnia, the war, the conflict that took place, as well as the genocide. And then on the afternoon of Friday, May 25th from 2 to 4:30, we're having a sort of an educational speaker series in the auditorium of Mass Media and Technology Hall. And in this presentation speaker series, we're going to have some presentations on Bosnian history, Bosnian culture, the former Yugoslavia and how the country broke apart and some of the factors that contributed to its separation. Talk a little bit about the war and genocide that did take place. And then turn the attention to Bosnian culture, the country itself, what Bosnia is like today. We're going to show a tourism video. And some of our students who are here at WKU right now who are doing research on the Bosnian community are going to give some of their presentations, master's thesis presentations, etc.
Today, says several leaders at WKU, including President Gary Ransdell and Dean David Lee, have been very helpful as those collaborative efforts have been planned. Gina Jalil says those in our audience who would like more information about the upcoming Bosniak Convention can go online.
www.bosniankonvention2012.com.
And if you would like a list of the collaborative activities at WKU in conjunction with the Bosniak Convention, you can go to the website of the Sociology Department at WKU. That's wku.edu/sociology. Again, a wide range of cultural activities planned for the Bowling Green area on Memorial Day weekend for the 17th Annual Bosniak Convention. More information online at www.bosniakconvention2012.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.